Hello, and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 328. I love that it ended on an even number. Why? I'm just into even numbers. 2019 year-end reflection. Check out the photo. Zen's reflection. I like that. This is the, you know, one of the easy ones to do, one of the rewarding ones to do. And as I was doing it, I'm like, this is just a good thing. Stop, pause, and look back at the last year. And I saw a quote the other day that I'm going to use, but it said 2019, thanks for what you taught me. And I'm like, you know, that'll be the next, you know, that'll be New Year's. Happy New Year's. This is what I thought about over the vacation, the break. Not that I had a break, but, you know, just over the holidays is looking back. You know, I look back at what was important, what was great, what affected me. You know, all these great things to do this episode. And I thought, but what did it teach me? You know, again, I loved that. So I noticed that I'm doing some kind of cool, very pro-you things because I do the podcast. Like the year-end reflection, I never did that before I had the podcast. And it's become, again, one of my favorite episodes because it's the biggest thing. It's the reminder of, guess what? No matter what you went through, you made it through it. Have you had some tough times? Really? Really tough times? I mean, really, really tough times? Guess what? Congratulations. You made it through every single one of them. Why? Because you're here right now today listening to this. Congrats on being you. So like I said, it's just a great thing to kind of stop. Pause. You know, you don't have to journal it. Maybe you just want to think about it. But I think writing it down, getting things out of your head, putting it on paper, seeing it. Here's the things I felt good about. Here are the things I want to work on. You know, like I said, to me, I hated doing any type of journaling for years. So if you don't, I get it. But now that I do and I get things out of my head, the reward on the other side is so big. Just getting things out of your head. That's why I say share it, you know. With a therapist, with a counselor, with a friend, with a family member, writing it down in a journal, screaming it out loud. Just get it out of your head, step one. So this was just a really fun episode to do. I enjoyed it. I had things you'll hear me talk about, but Zen and I had a great year. I'm really happy with where we both are as I record this. So last one of the year, we're entering, you know, almost year five of the podcast next year, 2020. And I'm thankful for all the listeners and just being you. And again, I'll end it with, you know, if you have anything you'd like to share, anything you'd like to ask me, you'd like any help, you'd like to have a Skype session, any of that stuff, anything that I can do for anyone, I am here. So here's the last episode of 2019. Enjoy. And thank you. Hello, and welcome to the final episode, the year-end reflection, the year 2019. Looking back on it and seeing what we find. If I did my math correctly, yesterday was Christmas for those celebrating that holiday. Happy holidays to all. I hope you have navigated them well. You were safe and sound, and above all else, you were pro you. So I hope this finds you healthy, happy, smiling, peaceful, content, fulfilled, focusing on your purple. So as I wrote down year-end reflection, I thought, you know, this is a really good thing to do. I mean, at the end of the year, you know, look back and, you know, just see how you did, see what you remembered, see what things stuck out. Maybe you're like, wow, I'm kind of happy I got through that, or I had no idea, whatever it was. And I thought, you know, why am I doing a year-end reflection? It's, well, I'm just programmed that way now. You know, I'm almost into my fifth year of the podcast, so it's always that kind of thought. And I'm like, you know, I do a lot of cool, healthy / pro-you things because of the podcast. It's like when I joined martial arts, I literally joined for the littlest, smallest, insignificant reason. And if I got one thing out of it, I'm sure I just would have stuck with it. And I cannot count the number of things that I've benefited from, or ways I've benefited from joining martial arts in 1983. So almost 5 years ago, I started the podcast just to share. You know, I was doing the Sunday morning messages, emailing, you know, a little something every Sunday morning. I did that for almost 8 years. So that was in me to share. And 6 years prior to doing the podcast, I played around and recorded actually four, just trying them out, podcasts with Michael Furman's help. And they were horrible, and I was not in a great place. And so that was in that. So they were on my mind. But again, now looking back, because I'm like, well, let me just write down things I think I've benefited from by doing the podcast. And I was like, wow, look, and that's pretty dope. Because these things are all super important to me. And I have gained them from doing the podcast. Who needs money, right? All right, I wrote down number one. Right, what I started the whole list with, reflecting. You know, when I look at myself and you know, I'm just checking things out. I mean, it's like, because I'm wanting to share. What is that? Why are you feeling that? You know, I'm working on myself. Well, I know I'm working on myself, and that's the number one thing. I'm not doing it, so I have podcast fodder. I'm doing it. Thus, I have fodder for the podcast. So I like that. In a whole year end, I mean, I'm pretty sure I've done that every year. And I'm like, well, I wasn't doing that before the podcast. Why, you know, just stop, pause. And, you know, you got to write it down. You got to take notes. You got to organize it, you know, so you really kind of soak it up. You're not just, oh, yeah, last year was cool. Okay, next year. Number two, aware. And this is a fine line for me. You know, I'm highly aware of my body. And that can be to a detriment at some points. And then being highly aware. How am I doing? Am I working on myself? Am I making the right choices? You know, it can just be a little too much sometimes. You kind of, it's a good problem to have versus being unaware. I feel bad for those people. And I've met those people. And I've disassociated myself with people that were unaware. Number three, more sensitive. And that's not just what I'm saying emotional, but it kind of comes along with that whole awareness thing. You know, it's like, what am I doing? Why am I doing that? You know, again, when you distance it, the less feeling, because it's when you think sensitive, you think, oh, well, that's a feeling. And I'm saying outside of that, you know, I'm trying to be more sensitive to myself, more sensitive to others, more sensitive to Zen. And again, when you're reflecting and pausing, all of these things cause you to do more of these things. So if my impetus was to, well, I just want to share some things, I'm going to start a podcast, you know, whatever came of that after was because of the podcast. You know, that's the point of origin for all of this growth. Number four, and this is, you know, what I just said about the podcast, Father. You know, if I'm having a bad moment, you know, the second or third thought is, oh, I can share this. And that has become a tool. All of a sudden I'm like, oh, cool. I can talk about it. Just distance it and said, that is not what I had written down. I did not see that coming. How much is that going to cost? You know, it just goes, oh, here's something. And yay, I'll take them. And I've been, you know, Googling ever since I've kind of started the podcast because I want to make sure what I'm saying has, you know, some credentials. And, but there's just some times where I'm like, you know what, I want to find out, you know, what are the reasons that people stress, you know, this time of year? And I wouldn't be doing that if it wasn't the podcast. So because I'm looking into things that I'm interested in, I'm learning and I'm growing. Why am I doing it? Because of the podcast. Always being open. And that was something I just thought of. And I thought, that's kind of cool. Like, I wouldn't have thought of that had I not right now just started that list. Being open to what? Anything. I mean, if I remember, dude came over, started talking to him. This guy's a great father. I'm going to talk about him. Or, oh, I got that. You know what? I'm going to. And it just means, I always say when someone comes over and they work out, you know, you built that, you feel good. It's not like when you walk out the gym door or, you know, my apartment, you take off this cloak or this jacket. And it's like, okay, you're back to you now. No, you know, that's who you are. So if I'm open, walking the earth, trying to be available to anything that might be fodder for my podcast, I'm also open to other things across the board. And again, I just feel that way. Like, someone sent me a link. I'll read it. Well, someone said this. I'll try it. You know, I'm way more open to things as I walk the earth. Writing it down. Again, I journaled probably the last year and a half or 2 years before the podcast. And it's totally how, I mean, it was another reason it helped heal me. But there was a point I remember I didn't never wanted to journal. People like, oh, you should journal. I'm not journaling. I mean, I didn't like that moment. I'm not going to sit down and write it down and remember it. I mean, I just highly, highly remember that feeling. I don't want to write down things because I have to re-remember them. When I'm doing the podcast, it kind of, again, when it became the solo pods, and then it became just me, you know, sharing, you know, walking the earth, having experience, you know, I was writing notes. And I'm like, okay, here are my notes for the week. So I'm writing things down, the same thing. I'm getting them out of my head. I'm getting out of my head so I don't forget them. But they're still out of my head. So if something happens and the second or third thought is, oh, I can use that for the podcast. Get home, I'm writing it down. Out of my head, I'm looking at it differently, so I've already kind of controlled it. I kind of feel like I'm in control of that thing. I'm going to share that. I'm going to use that information for my benefit. And then this is another thing, just writing this list, I'm like, there's a repetitiveness with it, because I'm a better version of me, so I become aware, and I'm like, oh, ding, and then a light bulb goes off, and then ding, second or third thought, oh, I can use that. Ding. Third, oh, I write that down. I'm going to take notes. Then I transfer the notes to my whiteboard, dry erase board. So we're looking at two or three times now I have thought that thought or read that line or that paragraph or that note. And then I'm like, okay, now I'm going to record it. So some of the things I've looked at three or four times by the time I'm recording the episode. Again, repetition, little things done consistently. I've always said since the get-go, when I'm talking to someone, there's two people listening, the person I'm talking to and myself. So I had the thought, one day I'm sharing it with someone, now I'm listening it for the second time. Then I started the podcast, now I'm saying it for a third time. I'm listening to it again. So repetition, 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 a muscle building. So last one I wrote down is the podcast really became my journal. I mean, it happens in that whole thing, like my dry erase board. I wipe clean and I go walk Zen. I go leave. You know what I mean? It's just head is empty. So thank you, thank you, thank you, podcast. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Sir Hardwick, for green lighting it back in the Dizay. And thank you, thank you, thank you for all you listeners. Because again, I mean, this is what this podcast has done. And, you know, it's not like I have a boss and I can get fired if I don't have X amount of listeners or whatever. But, you know, I know there's people listening. And that has gave me the, you know, incentive and the motivation to go, look, I just want to share in hopes that what I share has a positive effect on those who listen. I mean, it's pretty simple, but I've been able to do it. And in lieu of it being simple, I love it. It's like, you know, top three of the things in my world. And it's, again, when I think of the great things I have or the great things that are going on right now or purple, the podcast is definitely one of them. And I'm like, well, I never even said, hey, how have I personally benefited and grown from doing the podcast? Boom, came up with 9 things. There we go. Onward with episode number 328. So if you're looking at 2019 and you just go, okay, reflect, go. That was my little assignment for myself. And the first, number one, best year ever. Just by far. And I know it is directly correlated to me believing that I am the best me. But it was part of me going, well, I did an episode saying this is the best summer ever. Well, one, it was not last summer. Two, I got through last summer. So here's a year later. So I've grown. There's distance. There's perspective. I didn't have those problems. I didn't have those challenges. A lot of things didn't happen. It wasn't like the worst, hottest summer. My power never went out. You know, it was just, I was going into my savings. I had done that before, so things were familiar. And I got to go to the beach a lot, and Zen was healthy, and I was healthy. And I'm like, well, it wasn't just the summer. I mean, this whole past year, I was relatively healthy. Zen was relatively healthy, and we went to the beach a lot. And I'm a better me. So 2019, best year ever, best me ever. And then I went, well, why? And it's funny because it was definitely one of the slowest years. You know, it's been getting, I mean, as far as like work, as far as like busy time, I have a lot of free time. And managing that becomes the challenge. On my to-do, how do I fill this time? How do I not let all this time drag me down? Because time will kill people. You got a lot of time to think, and you're not squared away between the ears. Psh. Again, that's, again, you know, the thing I posted about the all the celebrities smiling, and it was like 9 or, I think it's 9 pictures, and all of them committed suicide. You know what I mean? So it's like nothing really matters if you don't have control of the space between your ears. So when you're given time, it's like, well, you need to decide if you're going to deal with that time and all that extra time or you're not. And I did. And as I did, I liked it. I'm like, wow, I'm calm. I'm sitting here with time and I'm not thinking, and I realized in the moment I was doing things I've never done in 50 years. So those were always the breadcrumbs going, but I know I've never been able to do that. I know I never thought that thought before. I know I never looked at things like that before. And I'm like, okay, once you climb that pro-U tree, you're not going to climb down because you likey. So then I said, well, why? Why are you the best you ever? And I said, well, let me make a list. I'm good at lists. So one, I said, well, letting go. And I'm like, I kind of liked that. That was the first thing I wrote down. But if you look at, you know, all the podcasts and all the things I talk about, I mean, last podcast, distancing yourself. Why? So you don't, just, you're not, you know, connected to all the feelings of everything. And if you're doing that, you're letting go, distancing yourself. I can't control that. That's got nothing to do with me. I walk the earth going, Zen, check, me, check, faith, check, yay, I'm thankful. I mean, that's letting go of a lot of stuff. And I know the stuff that was in my head for 48, 50 years. Calmer, number two. And that I love. And that's like the thing I'm probably working on the most. That's how I want to work. That's how I want to walk the earth. It's being calm. You know, inside there's a bunch of stuff that's always going to go on. But I'm like, okay, I don't mind what happens. You know, my chance to learn something. Here's an opportunity for growth. I get to respond now. What's the indicated step? The fact that I can just say those things that I just said like that, again, it's very familiar. They're tools, you know, they're in my tool chest. They're very accessible. They're right there. I can just apply those. And again, repetition, okay, that yields. confidence. Confidence yields peace. So again, when you do things and you do them a lot and you get good at them, you feel confident. And that's peaceful. And that's why you can be calm. So a lot of the things, you know, like 54 and a half going, I've done this for X amount of years and this for X amount of years. And now I can say I've been doing the podcast for almost 5 years and I've been working on me and a spiritual journey. And, you know, I just know it. It's like time, repetition. I'm better at being calmer. 3, way more aware. And I mentioned that up top, the podcast has helped make me aware. And again, it's a thing that I love. Like I'm aware. But I became so highly aware that I'm like, okay, you can't just fall into the trap of now being critical and judgmental of all the stuff you're discovering. And that's what I've said since the beginning. Pro-you path, path of self-discovery. It's not discovery of all the wonderful things that you do. It's discovering all the things that you do. And then you've got to grow to the point where you can look at those and not be negative and critical. Because it's like, again, knowledge is power, and knowledge about you is superpower. Wow, I learned that I need to work on that a little bit more. And when I do, I'm going to be better at it. When I'm better at that, I'm going to walk the earth easier. There's the perspective right there. That's the positive vista right there. All right, 4. Purple muscle is flexing hard. And that's a fact. I mean, yellow, purple, no idea where that came from, but to me it's a factual thing, term that I use now. And purple, things you can control, things that you have in your life right now, your blessings, things that you can be thankful for on a daily basis. And the more you do that, like a muscle, the stronger it becomes. And pretty soon something happens and it might not be planned. And it might not be what you have written down. And it might not be good or comfortable or fun. And the second or third thing, you're going, well, could have been worse. This is why I'm thankful. This is why I can be thankful in all circumstances, not for all circumstances. In that muscle right there, that boom, jump up. What's that? Oh, the front row dude jumping up and down. What? I'm thankful. I mean, that's always happening. And I dig that. I dig that that's happening. So again, when something kind of happens, there's this thing going, I'll be thankful. And I'm like, how? It's happening, like automatic / by default. Physical. This is a cool thing. I wrote this down on a note. But I, you know, was all up into those live workout Wednesdays. I mean, started them, didn't want to do them, but I made me accountable. So they made me repetitive. They made me consistent, and I got better. So pretty soon I was doing this little mini workout in the morning, and then I would run. And then Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I would do a second workout in the afternoon with, you know, dumbbells in the Zen Garden. And then I would record the one on Wednesday. Well, fast forward, I think it was July, I guess. But also, it was like my body was kind of out of alignment. And I'm like, I really can't do a workout. And I'm like, there's, you know, nothing I could do to be like, hey, today's workout is... I mean, I wasn't even going to stretch or anything. It was just out. I needed to lay flat and relax. And I was like, okay. And that week, I'm like, I need to get a massage. And I hadn't had a massage in like 2 years. So I knew it was bad. And I knew any type of physical activity was going to be detrimental. And it was that, yeah, but what about the live workout Wednesdays? I don't have a boss. No one's really chiming in. There's not a bunch of interaction. If I didn't do it. But again, those things in your head. Yeah, but that's who you are. That's what you do. That's how you got healthy. But I let it go better. Again, a lot of things this past year and this last 2 years I've been able to let go. And I'm like, all right, I can't do it. It wasn't a real battle. But I mean, the voice that was saying, hey, but you do that. How are you going to know? I'm like, well, I'm just not going to do it. Didn't make an announcement, you know, and the next Wednesday came up. And I just said, you know, not doing it. And that was kind of it. And then it was that thing of kind of coming back. And then I'm like not really working out. And my body was out of alignment. And I had to kind of redo this, refocus that, reshift this. I didn't really trip. I didn't really bump because there's a tagline. I was better throughout. I said, well, you're not doing that. Yeah, but are you the best you've ever been? Yep. Then shut up. Yeah, you're not doing the live workout Wednesday. You haven't done it for a month. You haven't done it for 2 months. You haven't done it for 3 months. Shut up. How are you? Best I've ever been. Okay, there's my point. your alignment's getting better, you're, you know, kind of starting to run a little bit more, you're doing some working out. And I mean, but the road back wasn't immediate. I mean, I literally wasn't doing dumbbells and certain exercises because I just knew it wasn't right. And then when I would run, it would be okay. And then I wouldn't run for 3 days. So it was kind of a little, not a battle in a bad way, but it wasn't easy. It wasn't overnight. But the beautiful thing was this time, it was probably the second week in December. And I was like, okay, it's the first time I did a workout Monday, Wednesday, and Friday like I did in the past. But here's the kicker. I learned that I can't be doing the mini workouts every morning. And then the second workout was just too much in my body. Because I got stronger. I did more. I got stronger. I did more. My body's like, yo, we need to chat. Let's sit down. I've got your attention now. You're not doing the live workout Wednesdays. What would you like me to feel? Would you like me to feel better, or you want to keep doing what you're doing? No, I would like you to feel better, body. Okay, let's go this way. And I listened, and I liked that. So it was probably about a week ago. I'm recording this a tad early. It's not quite the end of the year, but I've got all my notes, and it's almost the end of the year. And but I was like, here's the kicker. Through all that, I was like, okay, you can't do that. You got to do this. You can only, you know, it was like precisely like, okay, now what I do is good for me. And when I take the days off, I feel really good. And then I'm really ready to go the next day. And I have a little bit more to give a little bit. And there was a thing about, you know, kind of, you know, doing these squats and just couldn't really do them. Couldn't move my body, you know, with my left knee bending for a very long time. So when I'm doing the live workout Wednesdays, person was like, wow, I did, you know, 15 squats. I did 20 squats. And by the end, I did three sets of 20. And I'm like, I can't remember the last time I've been able to do three sets of 20 or a set of 20. And it's like, fantastic. And then that went away the last, you know, 4 or 5 months. And it was, again, that last week, I think it was the Wednesday or the Friday, I was like, okay, I did 20. And the next set, I'm like, I did 20. And the next set, I'm like, I go, and it was just this moment. And I like me now. And this is kind of like to talk about like everything growth in those moments when you go, oh, that came back. You were pretty calm. Like you were doing that thing and you felt good and you looked good and then it was going away. And you had couldn't really do anything about it. And you had to walk slower and you had to go a different path. And you had no answers. You didn't know how long. You didn't know when you were getting back. Were you going to do the live workouts again? Were you going to be able to just do the workouts again? Was it going to get better? You had no idea. And you just next indicated step, move forward. Fast forward. Here you are December. And you know physically right now you're probably better than you've been the whole year. I mean, again, this is why I'm sharing. It's not, oh, Tom's just bragging, Tom's patting himself on the back. No, I'm just sharing. You know, like these things can happen. But in the past, I worked out for a lot of years and never took a week off. So now when I'm like, oh, I didn't go to the gym for this long and I haven't been back to, you know, the personal training gym in how long. And then I didn't work out in my house for how long. Then I just had to take a break for how long. How I'm responding to that means I'm better. I'm a better me. Now in those times of not working out, am I better physically? Well, not in those moments, but I'm learning, yeah, but it's not who I am in those moments. It's who I am after all those moments. So these are the things I wanted to look, well, I wanted to show my appreciation. And I thought, well, if I look back on 2019, it being a great year, what were the highlights? And these are the things I'm most thankful for. Number one is Zen, my dog. He is my, I said in a podcast, he is my constant. And it's like he gets more and more affectionate and he just come up and just lay on me and just, you know, he's like, you are my protector. And I would just crawl up into you and lay next to you and fall asleep. And I know nothing will happen to me when I'm laying next to you. And it's just so moving at this point Zen and I, our relationship is ridiculous. Like, I love that dog more than I love anything in the entire world. More than I've loved anything in my entire life. It just keeps getting to a different... Oh, you know, I didn't write that one down, and I did think that it was a month ago or so, and I'm like, I don't really cry as much, because I was crying all the time, and I'm sure it was part of my healing, but I didn't care. I'm like, I'm sharing stuff, I'm feeling it, and if I cry, I cried. I didn't care, but I just noticed, you know, I haven't really cried that much, and I really used to cry a lot, but that's how much I care about my dog. My best friend, my brother, my soulmate. Oh! I mean, I can't even express how Zen makes me feel. I mean, I cannot even find the words to describe how I feel about that dog, what he means to me. At all. Oh! A huge, huge, huge highlight of 2019 was getting my new producer, Nico. It was one of the things that kind of rocked the canoe for a minute. It was like, hey, how you responding? How you responding? And I was, you know, I was happy with how I responded, you know, because I got to the point where, like, I'm just going to put this out on the podcast, and couldn't believe it, you know, of the 4.5 years, 5 years I've done the podcast, one listener has been visiting L.A., and said, hey, you want to grab a coffee? And I said, yeah. And this is, you know, 3 years ago, and it was Nico. So we've had history. And then he started kind of writing in and sharing some emails, and I loved his emails. Like, they were just, he's a storyteller. He's a teacher. He's talented. He's creative. He's wonderful. He's kind. He's beautiful. He's just everything you would want in a person. And then when he answered the call, I was like, come on. I mean, it was magical that he was the answer to that problem. You know, it was just, and I've mentioned him a bunch of times. And, you know, he sends the link. He says, here's the link. And he's like, and thank you. There's always a note. And it's like, this guy keeps thanking me. And he's doing something for me. And then he shares a little story. And then something he's going through, something he's learned, or something that he applied. And I'm like, I love it. I love Nico. So Nico, from the bottom of my heart, I know you listen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, my friend. You are a godsend in my life. You are a beautiful human, and I'm super, super thankful for you and all you've done and how you've affected me and the podcast. I mean, you brought a light to me, to my peace of mind, and thus to the podcast. So thank you, my friend. Lastly, but not least, my clients. I love my clients. I don't have a ton of them, but I got good ones, and I love them. And, you know, you talk to someone once a week or twice a week, every week, you're like, you don't, even when you talking to family, you don't talk to them that often. So they become really, really close, and you become, well, I do. I become very, very vested mentally, emotionally, spiritually into these people. And, you know, it's just the people you talk to, you know, the friends, even though they're clients, they're people that you care about, they're people that you're choosing. I mean, I've said no to people. So I train people that I like and I enjoy. You know, those are the people you're choosing. They become your family. They become the ones that you care about the most. And I'm so very thankful for all of my clients, and the people I mentor, the opportunity to get to do all that and be in people's lives and affect people. I mean, that's what's moved me for decades now. And I can easily point that to, you know, it's why I'm on the earth. It is exactly... I mean, no matter what happens to me, I'm like, share that so you can help people. Share that so someone can learn from it. I'm like, that's why I am here. I get it. Don't care. No questions. I'm doing it. Got it. So this is the last thing I wanted to say. I think of everything that I've kind of done and experienced, you know, going on that spiritual journey at 52 is really... you know, kind of kickstarted a lot of those things. You know, you got to go without. And, you know, getting Zen helped me go without some things. And I started thinking about what are things I haven't done and how long. And I'm like, I've not talked to my family in, I think it's 3 years. I've not been with a girl in 4 years. I haven't gone to a movie in 3.5 years. I haven't physically gone to a movie theater. I haven't gone out to eat in 3.5 years. And again, a lot of those are correlated to being with Zen, the movies and the out to eat. I'm not going to leave Zen to go to a movie. I'm not going to leave Zen to go out to eat. And I haven't been in a gym in 1.5 years. Now, those weren't completely all my choices, or all this was all designed and architected because I knew this was going to make me a better me. But when I went on the spiritual journey, I just knew one thing. The things that I had basically tried to pursue, you know, money, success, you know, relationships, family, all that stuff, female companionship. I'm like, that's the stuff I'm just not going to pursue. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I want to just take the focus off of those things because I did that for 52 years. And here I am alone by myself. And getting the, you know, at 52, I'm like, okay, there's some things I'm digging. And it's got nothing to do with the human stuff that everybody and myself included were pursuing. But when again, I was going without things. You know, you can't be busy and working a lot and, you know, involved in a bunch of things and being on a spiritual journey. And then meeting Zen, he wanted to be with me 24 hours a day. And I just ended up more and more where I could be with him 24 hours a day. And it worked out to, you know, like everything just seemed to fit. Like you have a lot of time. You're going to spend it with this dog. You're calling it a spiritual journey. You're not going to have a bunch of clients. You're going to be okay with money because you got money saved. And you're just going to, you know, be cooler being slow and be cooler with your thoughts and being okay being alone the majority of the time. You're going to find solitude, not loneliness, and being alone. And that's going to give you strength and perspective. And the more and more you sit from that vista where you've climbed in that pro you tree, you're going to have more and more fodder for the podcast and be able to share. And I was like, okay, things I've gone without do not even touch the good that I've gained. You know, if it was like, would you switch, stop, go back to get anything else? No. If you could have more money, more clients, more, no. Because what I've learned outweighs it by far. All right, this is the last thing. I made some calendars in the past. I mean, it's probably 8 years ago. And they were cool, some of my art stuff. And it was always, you know, kind of cool, you know, stuff I was doing and making pictures and printing pictures and like that. So I did some calendars and they were cool. But I came out with a calendar this year. I came out with two. One was of Zen and one was of my art. And I did them because, well, one, I kind of got an impetus to do it. Like, you know, Zen's got a bunch of followers and a couple people are like, hey, you should make a calendar. And I'm like, wow, I got a bunch of dope pictures of Zen. I should do that. And I thought, well, I should. And when I got Zen's, it just looked so beautiful. I go, I'm going to make one for my art. Then I got all fired up going, wow, okay, here's a, you know, make some money. Well, that part didn't, I mean, I sold some, but I bought more than I should have, which again, wasn't the greatest, you know, plan, but what are you going to do, right? And there is a weed whacker, if you're hearing that. It's, I guess, cleanup time. Almost done. I'm going to bear with you. I'm going to bear with it. I hope you do as well. So there wasn't a bummer like, oh, I didn't sell them all, or, you know, I was hoping to make money. Because now it's like, you know, I thought of making money. I'm like, I'm just selling to break even now. If I can just get $16, that's what they cost to ship, to purchase them, to ship $16. If I get $16, I'm happy right now. You know, again. But I was so proud. Like, I got a Zen calendar and I got my art calendar, and they're both going to hang up. They're both going to be hanging in the Zen garden. Like, I love them both. So it got into this thing where, you know, Zen's just a beautiful dog, and it's hard to think of a bad picture, but I love that beautiful calendar was of my dog. So just it, like there's this moment of just really being filled. Now the art. I've been doing that stuff for like 10, 12 years. So the fact that the calendar were like, oh, here's my pictures, you know, input them on, upload them, send it in, you know, a week later you get a calendar. It's like, that's pretty quick. But yeah, but it took 10 years to get to the point where I was making that level of art, where I could pump out that level of a calendar. So there's this, again, kind of this reflecting, kind of like, wow. I mean, when I looked at the calendar, you know, got it, and I paged through it, I'm like, I like all these images. Like, they're like, okay, this is time. This guy just didn't walk out, set three stones on top of each other and take a picture because it was a beautiful background, you know. So it was really, you know, and again, liking myself and saying I'm proud of myself and that, being that way for the first time in my life, there was a huge sense of pride. Again, with both these calendars. So then for Christmas, it's always been, not always, but, you know, when I was single and I moved here, it's like I didn't feel good. I wasn't going anywhere. I wasn't saying happy, you know, Merry Christmas to anybody. And I wasn't sending out, you know, getting gifts or sending cards. And, you know, cards can be kind of an effort because I make cards. So I don't think I've made a card. Maybe I have. Some cards that I had pre-made, I might have put some on or made some. Well, Weed Whacker just seems like it's getting closer and closer. Not Weed Whacker, it's the blower, the air blower thing. Something outside my apartment. Anyways, I go, I'm going to make Christmas cards. And I thought, why? Because I feel good. It was so correlated to how I felt. So remember what I was? It was just effort. I'm not going to do all that. Because if you look, like if you take one of my pictures, well, I had to go to the beach, collect the stones, work on it, balance it, take the pictures, come home, bring the pictures up, pick the good one, then print the picture. Then you have to get the blank card, you know, envelope and the card, and then you have to put it together, you know, glue it, and then, you know, fill in the card, print something up, whatever you had. And I had a Christmas poem that I used to print out in the cards I made in the past. Like, they're all a little bit easier. But this one, it just became like this labor of love. As I go, I'm going to make a really cool Christmas card. I got a picture of a balance I made, like, but maybe a month ago. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be, and I saved this one picture. I didn't post it because I just made it look awesome. And I'm like, that's going to be my Christmas photo. And I just knew it. I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to print cards. I'm going to print pictures. And I'm like, oh, I got this other picture. I got this picture of Zen and I. So I'm going to put that in there. So it's Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's, open it up from Tom and Zen. And then I'm going to handwrite a note to each person. And I just like, okay, I don't have the best penmanship. And that's going to take me a minute. And I'm like, well, that was kind of my point. I want people to open up that card and go, how long did it take him to make this? I mean, he went to the beach. He did this balance. He printed these photos. He made these cards. And then he hand wrote a note. That's what I wanted it to come off like. I wanted people to have that experience. And hopefully they were affected by all of that. Because it took a long time to make those cards. And it took 10, 12 years to make those calendars. Although it took a lot less time to print them up and mail them, it took a very long time to get to that point. So I thought, you know, those cards, those calendars, it's all me. You know, what I did, my labor, love, the time, the energy. And then it's like, well, some people can't come home and print them up. Some people can't just make cards. Some people aren't going to hand write a note. So I was like, well, I'm going to do this, because when you get it, then it's got all of these different levels, all these different layers, but everyone is a product of myself. And I thought, okay, that's what I want the people receiving them to feel. was all of that time and energy and go, wow, I got one of these. I wanted the people who got my Christmas card to feel special. So I did not make a bunch of them. So if you did get one, you should feel special. I hope you can stop and reflect and look back on your 2019 and find some positive growth, some moments that you impressed yourself and that you can take forward with you and move forward into 2020. Again, be safe out there. Continue to manage and choose the things that you can control to focus on and that serve you. And you continue to focus a little bit more on you. I wanted to read some things to close. Some cool things I found. I'm like, okay, let me read these at the end. So the rules for being human, handed down from ancient Sanskrit. One, you will receive a body. You may not like it or not. You may like it or not, but it will be yours for the entire period. You will, number two, you will learn lessons. You are enrolled in a full-time informal school called life. Each day in this school, you will have the opportunity to learn lessons. You may like the lessons or think them irrelevant and stupid. Number three, there are no mistakes, only lessons. Growth is a process of trial and error, experimentation. The failed experiments are as much a part of the process as the experiment that ultimately works. 4. A lesson is repeated until it is learned. A lesson will be presented to you in various forms until you have learned it. Then you can go on to the next lesson. 5. Learning lessons does not end. There is no part of life that does not contain its lessons. If you are alive, there are lessons to be learned. 6. There is no better than here. When you're there has become here, you will simply obtain another there that will, again, look better than here. 7. Others are merely mirrors of you. You cannot love or hate something about another person unless it reflects to you something you love or hate about yourself. 8. What you make of your life is up to you. You have all the tools and resources you need. What you do with them is up to you. The choice is yours. Last one, 9. The answers lie inside of you. Everything that you need is inside of you. All you need to do is look. All right, 30. It's a quick list, though. Habits for happiness. 1. Be kind. 2. Eat well. 3. Exercise. 4. Meditate. 5. Be honest. 6. Dream big. 7. Be patient. 8. Judge less. 9. Smile often. 10. Love yourself. 11. Forgive easily. 12. Show gratitude. 13. Think positively. 14. Drink lots of water. 15. Believe in yourself. 16. Keep an open mind. 17. Put your needs first. 18. Don't make excuses. 19. Speak well of others. 20. Listen to understand. 21. Choose faith over fear. 22. Make the most of now. 23. Exercise self-discipline. 24. Look on the bright side. 25. Avoid social comparison. 26. See failure as opportunity. 27. Don't take opinions to the heart. 28. Select friends that lift you up. 29. Let go of what can't be changed. 30. Have a healthy sleeping pattern. All right, here's the last thing. The last thing of the last episode of 2019. Don't allow the negative things in your life to discount the positive ones. Don't let a bad day or month or year make you feel like you have a bad life. Instead of focusing on everything that's going wrong, Start holding on to all the things that are going right. You may be struggling, but there's still so much to keep fighting for. There's still so much more to life than this pain. And if you keep picking yourself back up and pushing forward, no matter how difficult things are, you will discover it. Maybe not tomorrow or the next week or a year from now, but someday soon things will get better. Someday soon you will find freedom from this darkness. And when you do, you'll look back on these days and wonder how you could have doubted your resilience. You'll look back and marvel at how something as small as refusing to give up could transform your life in such a substantial way. Thank you for listening and being here. I will see you next year because you are worth it. To your Pro You moment, last one of 2019. So very glad you're here. As always, let's begin to control the things that we can control. Sit on the floor, fold our legs. Fantastic. The eyes will shut. The neck will lay neutral. The shoulders will be above the hips. The navel tucked into the spine. Drawing the inhale in the nose. Allowing the exhale out the mouth. We're going to elongate that breath. We're going to slow it down. Connecting our mind to our body. This is what will keep us present and in the moment. If anything else enters, just kindly, calmly ask it to leave and return to your breath. Do this to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Congratulations on another successful pro you moment. The last one, 2019. I haven't always been excited for the end of the year, nor have I been that excited about the new year. But I'm pretty stoked on how this one ended, because I'm pretty stoked how I ended it. I like looking back. I like seeing what I did good. I like knowing that I was aware. I like knowing that I had the ability to get through everything that I entered this past year. I learned a ton. And I'm just super, super thankful. And that muscle just keeps on growing. And thankfulness is like a superpower. Just starts entering your life and filling your life, and pretty soon less and less bothers you, less and less affects you, and you become thankful for that, and it just grows and it grows and it grows. So continue your pro you path. Continue to believe in yourself and trust yourself. And try consistently, moment to moment, to deem yourself worthy of making choices that just make you a better you. And when you fall down, make a mistake, trip up, be okay. Be okay with that. It's the overcoming that's important. It's the moving forward that's important. Not trying to be perfect, not trying to be flawless. Place your time and energy in that which serves you. Peace and God bless.